I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Joe Ely, a native of West Texas, absorbed the honky-tonk, western swing, and rock and roll of his youth. He ran away from home at age 16 to see the world and play music, later returned to Lubbock and formed the Flatlanders with friends Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock, eventually landing in and leading Austin's cosmic cowboy scene. Joe Ely continues to make music, dividing his time between the road and the Lone Star State.
I guess my daddy working on the Rock Island Railroad, and my granddad worked on the Santa Fe and a couple other lines there. And we got free passes to ride on the train to different places. And, you know, that experience, you know, was part of my whole, you know, breaking out of West Texas and starting to write songs.
Well, I left my home out on the Great High Plains, headed for some new terrain, standing on the highway with my coffee cup, wondering who was gonna pick me up. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I
set the scene with the Flatlanders, 1970, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Butch Hancock. You guys kind of get together, move in together. Talk about how you met each other and began to live and make music together.
We started playing kind of regularly together in people's living rooms and backyards. And by 71, we got a house together, and it became kind of the neighborhood hangout, and everybody would come over there after the sun went down, and we'd be playing in the living room. And pretty soon we had a little had a little band. We didn't even know it.
I live all day at a time. I dream one dream at a time.
And we recorded a lot of the stuff that was had become our staple songs, like Dallas from a DC-9 and mm-hmm. Treat Me Like a Saturday Night. And we were real happy with the record, but it never came out. It got shelved.
That's a tough verb, isn't it, in the record business?
And after that got shelved, I started writing for my own record. Mm-hmm. And this record that's released, Full Circle, was what I imagined that first record to be.
You know why the trees bend at the West Texas border? Do you know why they bend, sway and twine? Trees bend because of the wind across the lonesome border. Trees bend because of the wind almost all the time.
Joe, it sounds like just by having your hopes up high all these years, you've been able to put one foot in front of the other, get on that motorcycle, get in that car, do whatever you did to get down the highway. Not necessarily planning it all the time, but doing what you cared about.
You know, I've played in just about every state and all over Europe, and it's been a, you know, great time. When you grow up in the plains, anything looks good on the other side of that hill.
Down on the drag, down on the drag, some low down son of thunder stole my sleeping bag. Let me stand in that newsstand, reading worn ads in the rag. My baby's back up in love. down on the drag.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.